This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Tonight's an all hands on deck game. And the reason why I say that is clearly this team with the final 7 minutes to go on Sunday was completely exhausted.
Yeah.
Their tank was completely empty. And you saw Curry hunched over multiple possessions where he just couldn't move. And it was probably the smartest strategy to pull the guy face guarding him as far away from the action as possible so that you can make it a 4-on-4 with all of that space. And so I think tonight you go real deep into the bench just because of the exhaustion factor. And I actually like that in a game one. I want to see what works, what's not going to work. And I just did a little deep dive on Minnesota, and this is a team that really went 8 deep in the last series against the Lakers. It was a 5-game series. You had the same starting five every game: Anthony Edwards, Julius Randle, Jaden McDaniels, Rudy Gobert, and Mike Conley. Really, they got 3 guys off the bench, and they'll occasionally, in 3 of those 5 games, play Terrence Shannon. I think this favors the Warriors, and I think the depth of the young players off the bench, whether it is Guy Santos for a couple of minutes, maybe you crack open TJD, Kevon Looney. We'll see if GP2 can play today. I think Kuminga, Moody, all of these guys are and should get an opportunity to play tonight.
888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text. We would love your participation today on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Again, same number to call or text. And shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. All brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. I think it's going to be another beautiful day here in the Bay. So why not stop by Laughing Monk? If you're in Sunnyvale, if you're here in San Francisco, go get a drink, go get a brewski, go get some lobster linguine. Why not? Seafood is popping right now. And you just mentioned it. You favor the Warriors in this series. If you're just going by Vegas, because some people get interested in that stuff, currently the Minnesota Timberwolves, this is via DraftKings Sportsbook, -180 to win this series right now. But that's Vegas, but you're feeling pretty good about their chances.
I want you to understand. No, I do not love the Warriors' chances. I like the Timberwolves in 6 in this game. I'm taking a step back. I don't like the Warriors in this one. I like the Timberwolves in 6. And strictly because I think this team is exhausted. And I think there's some injuries and there's some stuff, and they're clearly not playing, you know, their best basketball right now. That's number one. And number two, I don't know how many guys on this team I feel very confident on right now. Now, can things change if you steal one in Minnesota? Absolutely. Absolutely, things can change. But I have real respect for what Minnesota did in that last round. And I think that they're sitting there and I think they're hungry.
It's a great point. But is it going to be that rest versus rust factor, right? Like, and again, this isn't the NFL. This isn't a couple weeks, right? If you're the Kansas City Chiefs or anything like that. But it's been a few days now and they're a relatively young squad, albeit experienced, because they did go to the Western Conference Finals last year, obviously falling to the Luka, Dallas Mavericks, and Kyrie Irving. But that being said,
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is a team tonight. If you're the Golden State Warriors, if you can steal this one, you got to love your chances in the series. Not just like love them, because everything's stacked against you tonight. Everything's stacked against you. You just have a 7-game series against probably the best defense that was in the playoffs, the Houston Rockets. They took a pound of flesh. Amen Thompson was unbelievable guarding Stephen Curry. I don't know if the Minnesota Timberwolves have a player like an Amen Thompson that is just that much of a freak athletically, albeit the Jaden McDaniels of the world, right? You look at all the Dante DiVincenzos, if he gets his assignment occasionally on him. They have some players. Mike Conley's an old man. Maybe he gets that assignment occasionally. But the fatigue factor tonight, that's what everyone's probably going to be looking at. Like, how tired? Like, you'll know, what, within the first quarter, if this team is going to have the legs or not, right? Second quarter-ish. And if it's going to be a blowout or not.
I love my Warriors.
You do. Yeah.
Steph Curry has not looked right for quite some time. Now, was he dynamic in the second half? Of course he was.
By the way, buddy, I didn't have a chance to talk about the games because I wasn't here yesterday. Buddy Hield. Oh, my God. Could you have not written a better script for Buddy Buckets in Game 7? Continue,
incredible.
Joe.
No, it's incredible. Look, but I also, I just think you have to be, you know, take a step back and, like, let this thing play out. Can I be wrong? Of course I can be wrong. There's multiple times where I picked against the Warriors in the last 10 years and been wrong. I don't love how they look right now. Their form is suspect. Now, once I see the matchups and I can see who can get played and who can't play and, you know, can they get Rudy Gobert in foul trouble? Like, that's a big question to me. Like, they are going to have to get him out on an island and get him in foul trouble. The one thing this team does do is rebound really well. Mm. With Julius Randle, you know, this is a guy who scored 22 a game in the Lakers series. Yeah. Now, this is a different matchup. But at times, going back to when he was a Laker, to when he was a Knick, he has given the Warriors some fits.
He's a big body. Like, that is a big athletic player that could muscle his way in, and he can get his shot off pretty much whenever he wants. And if his shot is going like it was against the Lakers in that series, that's an X factor, which sounds like kind of crazy, like a starter being a quote unquote X factor. But he is, because, like, let's face it, when that trade happened, a lot of people, and the trade I'm talking about, obviously going back to offseason, where it was Karl Anthony Towns heading to New York and Dante DiVincenzo heading to New York as well, then Julius Randle. Check that. Dante DiVincenzo coming back from New York and Julius Randle coming over is with him with the Minnesota Timberwolves. When that trade happened, a lot of people were like, huh, Minnesota, what are you doing? You guys were just in the Western Conference Finals with Karl Anthony Towns, and now you're kind of like blowing it all up. You know, Rudy Gobert, Julius Randle, like, yeah, you got Anthony Edwards still, but I'm not sure about that. Well, it seems like it worked out for both these squads so far. The Knicks got the win yesterday. Karl Anthony Towns with some big plays late in that one, and now we'll see if the Minnesota Timberwolves could do the same thing tonight, but it's worked out in the playoffs. I had some question marks too with Julius Randle, because as much as we talk about Brandon Belt and like bad body language with players, Julius Randle, first team, all bad body language, no matter what. The guy looks like he's never smiled in his life. He's going to be out there. He, if something is not going his way in a given game, there are some moments where he just like, just lumbering. I was like, all right, feeling sorry for himself, like an ostrich. Like, all right, well, but in this game tonight and in this series, I'm looking at one player in particular, Draymond Green. Because how can you not, with the history of him in the Stifle Tower, right? All Warriors fans are thinking about it. We just have to go out and say, it's Rudy Gobert, it's Draymond Green. What the hell is going to happen in this series?
No idea. I mean, let's be honest,
Draymond didn't have his best series. It's probably one of like the worst series he's had I've seen from like a playoff series perspective.
But you could say that maybe Game 7 was one of his best games in years.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying that Game 7 for him, for Buddy Hield, Steph in that fourth quarter, in that second half, incredible, and that's all that anyone's going to remember. But prior to that, it wasn't very good.
Well, I think for me right now, the one area where I'm not confident at all, and the reason why, just today, again, this is how I feel today. We'll see after a game. We'll see after two games or three games. Like, you're always recalibrating. The three-point shot is so important for the Warriors' offense. It's everything. Because of the spacing of Steph Curry, other people have to knock down threes. Mm. That is how they are going to win. And right now, there just aren't a lot of guys I'm very confident in being a consistent threat in 4 out of 7 games. And that's kind of where it comes down to. Now, that being said, Minnesota shot 32% from three in the last series against the Lakers. And it really wasn't a problem for them. But we saw in the Rockets series, the Warriors' inability to defend the three-point line and their inability to get second chance, cut off second chance points for those teams, it really was a dagger to their defense. And it really stymied them. And I don't know if that same thing can apply. Like, guys were better in the series against the Warriors for the Rockets than they were all year in terms of shooting from three.
Right.
Is that going to carry over for Minnesota, who's not the greatest three-point shooting team? You know, does a Jaden McDaniels start hitting from three? Does an Anthony Edwards raise his three-point shooting and become significantly better? They're not the greatest free throw shooting team, right? So you can foul them a little, specifically Gobert, and Anthony Edwards has dipped a little in terms of free throw percentage. He's in the 70s in the playoffs. I wonder where the three-point shots are going to come from the Warriors, because it's so important that guys outside of Steph Curry are confident. And right now, like, Moody's shot is in the abyss. But if he knocks down two or three or four shots in a half, that could change instantly. Confidence is so, you know, it comes and goes.
Yeah.
Buddy Hield, is there some carryover? Can Buddy take that Game 7 and carry that over? And instead of being like kind of non-existent for three games, can he have a game or two? That's how you win. That's how you steal a series. That's how you go into Minnesota and take one of these first two. So can Podziemski find a consistent shot? Can Draymond carry over some of that offense? You know, like, these are questions that I have. And that's why, I'm maybe being a little too harsh. I've seen this team and how tired they were and how they sleptwalked through certain games after the exhaustion of that King series a couple of years ago. It felt like it carried over into the Lakers series, and they didn't have their legs in them in the fourth quarter in particular. And that's the thing I'm looking for. Look, again, I can change my opinion. I'm trying to give Minnesota respect here.
No, I hear you. And 888-957-9570, your confidence level heading into tonight's game, game one of the Western Conference semis. And we're going to have all that coverage right here on 95.7 The Game, starting at 5:30 with Warriors Live. And it'll be leading you up to the game at 6:30. Tip off again, Tim Roy will be on the call alongside Tom Tolbert right here on 95.7 The Game. And then after the game, we got Grandy, we got Giddings. We're breaking it all down. No place else you would rather be when it comes to Golden State coverage than right here on 95.7 The Game. So to your point, when it comes to the Minnesota Timberwolves and this matchup, and you brought up a couple years ago, you know, it took a miraculous Stephen Curry game in Game 7 in Sacramento to beat the Kings. And they were exhausted. The difference in that one for me was you were at home and you were hosting the Lakers, and that's how it hurt even more then when you lost that Game 1. Because the Lakers didn't care at that. But after they won Game 1, they laid an egg in Game 2 because they knew that, okay, we stole home court, we're going to win at our place. And the Lakers that season were like damn near unbeatable at Staples Center then, or Crypto.com, whatever the hell it was. But this is a little different because you're on the road tonight. So you do have a Game 2 in the back pocket to say, hey, okay, maybe we don't have it early tonight. They run away with it. Tired legs. We rest. We get another day and a half, and then we come back. I don't think that's, like, again, we're talking about game one, we're hyping it up. I think people will be disappointed, but you could live with that whole mindset, if you will. It's like, okay, we're going to take it on the chin this one, and then we can come back in game two. Because you are on the road. That is the big difference to me, comparing it from a couple seasons ago in Sacramento.
Yeah, I go in the other direction.
Really?
I think the young players, it's imperative. Look, you came out of the Rocket series, and it felt like, oh, we didn't trust a lot of guys. I think this starts a whole new page, a whole new book, and I would open it up, and I would give, especially considering there's a tax. The reality is there's an emotional and physical tax of coming out of a seven-game series. Mm. It is real. That doesn't mean you can't steal a game on the road. But I think it's incumbent on them to find other people on that bench who can be contributors. And for Steve Kerr to have a quick memory eraser and say, hey, it doesn't matter what happened before. Moses Moody, I know that you haven't, you know, played really well in the series prior. This is a brand new series, brand new opportunities. Jonathan Kuminga, I know you haven't looked great, but maybe I give you a couple of minutes. Guy Santos, maybe I give you a couple of minutes. I think they need to search to find guys who fit this matchup, this game. And I think game one on the road, where you're not going to probably play Steph 42 minutes. You're just probably not. Like, I don't know if Jimmy's going to play 42 minutes tonight. Like, you're probably not. This is the game to kind of tinker. And I'm not saying you're not throwing it. No, I think I'm trying to find energy. I'm trying to find some found money from a couple of buckets. The guy I'm circling as the guy tonight, that's the kind of the key, Brandon Pajemski, because I think he's going to get a lot of wide open looks. And if he can knock down some threes, now I'm totally changing my perspective.
Well, he was the only guy in that game seven, right? Not to hit the double figure scoring. He was struggling to find a shot. And there's a pressure packed atmosphere there in Houston in game seven. Hell, the guy's in the second year. This is his first action in the playoffs. I'm not expecting him to be, you know, guns a-blazing all the time. But can we get a Pods game tonight?
I'm quietly confident in him.
I think he's not even quietly confident in himself.
No,
God loves himself.
But I think what I learned from that last series is that as the series went on, he didn't shy. He didn't shy away.
No.
If you watch game seven, look, he missed shots down the stretch, but he rose to the moment. And it reminds me, again, he's a different player. Like when Jordan Poole, at the end of that 2021 season, okay, where they lost the play-in, nobody wanted to shoot. And Jordan Poole wanted to shoot. Now, he didn't hit shots down the stretch. But the confidence that showed me is, dude, this guy's not going
to
back down.
No, he tried to yam
the ball's
going to
be in his hands. He's going to get good looks. He's going to play off of Steph Curry's spacing. And to me, I think that there's a lot of good, positive carryover for Brandon Pajemski. He is the big key tonight. I really do. I think they're going to guard him with Connolly, and I think he's going to cook Connolly.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.